What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, and welcome back to Founders Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where every day I will give you, the listener, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew to help you think better in order to build better. Today's episode is a little bit of a hot take, but I'm going to tell you why I think making friends through social media first is actually healthier than making friends first in real life. Let's hop into it. So, in so many ways, when you think about building friendships in life, it actually, in reality, is both situational and fleeting. And what I mean by that, and I don't mean to downplay relationships, but when you think about how many lifelong friends, or just total friends for that matter, that your parents or your parents' parents have, friends from elementary school, friends from middle school, friends from college, it's probably something you could count on one hand. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think as life goes on, people change, and also people time-wise only have the capacity to have so many friends. But I think it's important to be cognizant of the fact that in so many ways, your friends early in life are a function of first impressions and context. Traditionally, I believe friendships from college, from middle school, from elementary school are the equivalent of a first date, or a first date and maybe a second date, and then marriage. In so many ways, your friendships in the first half of life are based on first impressions and being in the right place at the right time. The way that I think about this is that when I think about my close friends from college, so many of those people are the people that I met in the first month of college. What I'm not saying is that these aren't people that I should be friends with. But what I am saying is that I actually think the internet may be a better matching mechanism for longer, healthier, more compatible relationships. In so many ways, my friends from college are my friends from college because I went to the University of Michigan. These were people who also decided to go to the University of Michigan. We happened to be in similar social circles, and we happened to, in the first week to month of meeting each other, have a good enough first impression where we decided it was worth spending more time with each other. Why am I thinking about this specific topic right now? It probably sounds a little bit random. So when I was talking a little while ago with Jack Appleby on my CMO series, it was really interesting how he talked about social media in general. So Jack is a senior creative strategist who works at Twitch. He's a celebrity in the world of marketing Twitter. And what most impressed me about our conversation wasn't the fact that he had 35,000 followers or the fact that he's worked on really cool social media campaigns for brands like Beats by Dre or Spotify. It's the fact that Twitter has been an accelerant for his life personally and professionally. He talked about how he's gotten jobs through Twitter. He talked about how he's found significant others through Twitter. He talked about how he's found other social media junkies and marketing junkies and people obsessed with basketball like he is on Twitter. And in so many ways, this makes me think about the fact that the internet and social media actually is a better top of funnel for lifelong relationships than, well, like the old school way of doing things, meaning meeting in real life. And I'm sure this sounds weird. I'm sure in the age of working remote during COVID, all you want to do is meet people in person. What I'm not saying is that you shouldn't meet people in person. What I'm not saying is that you shouldn't build friendships in person. But when you think about what the internet has done, the internet has allowed for communication at mass global scale. You're not constrained by time period, by age, by location, by education to build the friendships you want to build. And also, when you think about your relationships on social media, it's way more of the dynamic of dating for months before marrying rather than first date or second date than marriage. As you start creating content on social media or on the internet, whether it's forums or Reddit, it can honestly be anywhere that other people on planet Earth can connect with you. But when you start creating content around the stuff that you're passionate about and the stuff that you're interested in, what you start doing is attracting responses from people that are passionate about or interested in similar things. And typically what happens is you end up engaging with the same people who have similar types of interests over and over and over for weeks or months before actually meeting them in person. And so, like, even when I think about the people that I've met offline after engaging with them on Twitter, these are the type of people that, you know, I commented on a tweet by them. I wrote a tweet thread or a tweet storm and they commented or engaged with it. And over time, you build this just kind of like digital rapport with someone who over and over you are demonstrating to each other that you are aligned in some of your values, that you're passionate about similar things. And so in so many ways, like, I think this actually could be a way healthier mechanism for building relationships. You're not constrained. You aren't forced to make lifelong decisions based on first impressions. But I understand this is a relatively hot take, but I want to at least open your mind to the possibility of allocating at least some portion of your time to building digital friendships that ultimately turn into in-person friendships that ultimately can become lifelong friendships in the same way you're trying to build friendships and defaulting to doing it in person. So I'm going to leave this with you, the Founders Journal listener. Do you believe in making friendships over the internet? And do you believe that internet friendships can actually be stronger and more compatible than the old-fashioned way of doing things, meaning forming friendships situationally and contextually in real life? Thank you, everyone, for listening to Founders Journal. I hope that this has given you some brain food to chew on. Shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. If you have thoughts on this notion of the health of building internet friendships for life. Thanks everyone for listening. I will catch you tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. Eastern live on Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. But until then, hope you have a great rest of your day and I'll catch you soon. Take it easy, everyone.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.